Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Talk 101.3, and this 10 o'clock show,
We're about 52 minutes down the hour. We just got started. Hey, it's Saturday night, TGIS. To all our Radio Talk 101.3 friends, fans, and family out there, we want to say we love you and want to thank you for all your support, and we highly appreciate it. It's Saturday night, and you're listening to your favorite station, Radio Talk 101.3, with your host, Bismarck. All right, now let's get into a little bit of headlines in world news. We're going to start off the evening with some news before we get back into the music. Official says Wednesday rescue likely in Chile. Hungary sludge reservoir at risk of collapse. Driller from Denver becomes Chile mine rescue hero. More than 60,000 Germans protest railway project. U.S. often weigh North Korea nuke option. Red sludge only latest Hungarian calamity. British aid worker dies during rescue mission. Empty ferry ablaze in Baltic Sea after explosion. China remains uncompromising in response to Nobel. Abbas seeking alternatives if Mideast talks fail. Let's get into some financial news now. Finance leaders fail to resolve currency dispute. Report Apple to make iPhone for Verizon Wireless. Walmart ends profit sharing with employees. China's CNOOC signs LNG deal with GNF Suez. Jobs crisis extends to unemployed. Lawmakers have to decide. Bank of America stops U.S. foreclosures for review. Market high in memory. Investors are wary of stocks. Toyota to roll out two new cars under Prius name. Dollar slows retreat after soft U.S. jobs data. Dow closes above 11,000 for first time since May. This has been your world news in politics and economy and financial news also. It's Saturday night and you're listening to your favorite station, Radio Talk 101.3. And you're listening to your host, Bismarck. About 49 minutes down the hour, the number is 1-917-889-2678. We want to apologize for last night when we started the broadcast. We had a technical difficulty that took us all the way through the broadcast. And we want to say we are very sorry to all our listeners. And we're back on the air tonight. And we thank you for tuning in again. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3. We're going to start the evening off kind of slow tonight. I'm in love with you from the artist Sugar Bond.
You know I love you. Love. no more. Oh, baby, and the love that we have for each other was so real. Oh, baby.
That was Sugar Vaughn with the song I'm in Love with You from the album The 2010 Project. You're listening to Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3.
You know, I seen this girl in the grocery store that I hadn't seen in years. And she was looking so damn fine. You know, this blows my mind. Just listen to this story. You know,
you look so damn fine. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, that was the song Aisle 9 from Tom and Tunes. You know, five bad boys in the team and artist Tommy Tunes with the song Aisle 9. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Pretty don't
Forever with the song Kiss. You're listening to Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3.
I'm the Liberian Dream.
Yeah. That was 2C with the song L.I.B. Dreams. Yeah, you're listening to Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. Yeah, I got something here I want to read to you. It's a security watch from Liberia, West Africa. And it says, residents clearing ex-rebels on rampage in Mangibi. Hundreds of residents of Freeman Reserve, Division 21 in Mangibi County, have complained of constant harassment and intimidation, extortion, and torture by ex-general of the disbanded National Patriotic Front. AFL will act on Commander-in-Chief's order. The Ministry of National Defense says soldiers of the Armed Forces of Liberia, AFL, will only act in engaging intruders in the Sapo National Park in Sino County if ordered by its Commander-in-Chief. Ellen stresses equal support to security outfits. President Ellen Johnson has assured equal distribution of funds to state security institutions for their effective and smooth operations. Immigration wants power to issue passports and visas. The Bureau of Immigration and Naturalization, BIN, has called for transfer of the passports division from under the control of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to BIN, Bureau of Immigration and Naturalization. Grand Gideons threaten to halt mining of Putu Mountain. Citizens of Konobo District in Grand Gideon County have vowed to halt the operations of the Putu Iron Ore Mining Company in that district if the Minerals Development Agreement, MDA, of the company is not. And fear grips several communities. Activities of armed gangs in Monrovia and its environment since the rainy season began are becoming a worrisome situation, especially in isolated communities. President asked me to light up police depots, says Minister Shannon, the Minister of Lands, Mines, and Energy. Armed raid leaves many wounded dispossessed. An armed raid on a village of 3,500 people with no means of police protection left several people wounded and properties allegedly stolen. Stiff resistance at Dukor. Governments attempt to remove illegal occupants from areas surrounding the dilapidated Dukor Continental Hotel Tuesday, August 17, 2010, received stiff resistance from hundreds of angry protesters. Marylanders threaten boycott of 2011 elections, Texas. The citizens of Maryland County in southeastern Liberia have threatened to boycott all electoral processes come 2011 if roads connecting their county to the rest of the country are not reconditioned. Interesting. UN envoy advocates strong law enforcement for sustainable peace in Liberia. The Special Representative of the United Nations Secretary General in Liberia, Madam Ellen Margrethe Loeb, says the UN mission in Liberia, UNMIL, together with its international partners, remains steadfast in supporting the Liberian National Police, LNP. The aim is for the LNP to be fully and independently capable of tackling law enforcement challenges in post-conflict Liberia. The envoy made the statement recently in Banga, Bong County, when she spoke during medal award of 120 officers of the Nigeria Formed Police Unit, FPU, with the United Nations Peacekeeping Medal. She stressed that effective law enforcement is necessary for Liberia to achieve a steady state of security and sustainable peace, acknowledging the crucial role of the LNP will play in next year's elections. Madam Lowe said it will be extremely important for us to see increased development of the LNP, especially as we approach the elections in 2011. She added, international community has been forthcoming with support towards this end, though much still needs to be done. The special representative pointed out that the successful conduct of the elections would indicate that both the international community and Liberians that the country had taken control of its democratic process, saying this would be a major step towards rebuilding a peaceful and stable nation. Single-barrel rifles and rounds seized at Anta border. Several quantities of single-barrel rifles were yesterday, Monday, August 16th, it's been a while, 2010, seized at Anta main border at about 8:30 a.m. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to your host, Bismarck. This is the Saturday show, and it's the 10 o'clock show. We're about 15 minutes down to the hour. The number is 1-917-889-2678. It's TGIS. Thank God it's Saturday. It's Radio Talk 101.3. To your host, Bismarck. I'm going to give you some important tips from Liberia again. Tax cuts for local manufacturers. Local businesses engaged in manufacturing value-added products will be given tax and other incentives by the government of Liberia beginning January 2011. GLO needs professional assistance to market investment opportunity in Liberia. University of Liberia professor and president of the Liberia Chamber of Commerce, LCC, Moni Ralph Captain, has underscored the need for the government of Liberia, GOL, to improve its marketing strength. Greedy, stupid journalist, Commerce Inspector General. A brief telephone call to the Commerce Inspector General twisted the efforts of journalists investigating reports that some expired goods were on sale at the Monoprix supermarket on Benson Street in Monrovia. LPRC's new managing director speaks out. Monrovia, the newly appointed managing director of Liberia Petroleum Refining Company, LPRC, T. Nelson Williams II, says his administration will soon begin the rehabilitation and expansion of the product storage facilities on Bushrell Island. Palm oil master plan talks held today. Monrovia, a two-day workshop to link key oil palm industry stakeholders, encourage increased value chain participation for sustainable investment and draw a master plan for Liberia's oil palm industry began at the Samuel Kayondo Sports Complex, bringing together over 100 stakeholders. Sino rubber plantation gets interim management. Monrovia, the government of Liberia, GLO, on Friday, concluded an agreement with Lee Group of Enterprises Incorporated to manage 600,000 acres of rubber in Sino County until a concession company can take over. Commerce dismisses four for alleged corruption. Monrovia, the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, MOCI, has dismissed four of its employees for collecting money from business houses to cover up expired goods and for registering non-Liberian businesses as a Liberian-owned. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to your host, Bismarck. Yeah, it's Saturday night, and I hope you're having a good time out there. Hey, make sure you stay safe, be blessed, you know. Remember, Jesus loves you. Go out there and do a favor for somebody, bless somebody else, you know. It's a wonderful life. Oh, and to all our Radio Talk 101.3 friends, fans, and family out there, want to say we love you, you know, and want to thank you for all your love and support you've given us. And to all the independent artists out there who want their music to be played, hey, send your music to us, It's radiotalk101.3@gmail.com. Email us your song, and we'll definitely play it on the radio. And the added bonus is we might have you in on a live interview on Radio Talk 101.3. Hey, this is your host, Bismarck, and you know it's always, you know, it's always love when we come to you, especially on a Saturday night. TGIS is Saturday. It's Radio Talk 101.3.
Yeah. You just tuned in to one of the biggest movements, in the world, shout out in the world. Big Mo, Young Calico.
Now let me see you talk, 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 talk. Drop and stop. Girl, I've been hurt, and I don't wanna do it again. But girl, I'm the worst. I'm trying to see where you make me free, But you wanna try to love me tonight. Here we need to take a slow up.
Big ups to all the all the African artists out there, African independent artists, big ups to all the LIB recording artists out there, and big ups to African Moguls International, Silencer FQ and the Child Soldier Movement, big ups to POG Production, the Creative Music Lab, POG Production artist Sugar Vaughn, Big Mo OB, and to POG Production producer Otto Lowy. Yeah, he's dropping all those big tracks. Hey, we love you. We love you. It's Saturday night. You know, be safe out there. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Hey, have a good time. Be safe out there. Jesus loves you. And it's Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. Check it out.
Yeah. It's TJ, I'm seeing you understand. We back at it again, you feel me? But we think of this one international.
Talk 101.3. Bismarck will holler at you later. Peace.